following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
All right, I got to start with this. As you know, a lot of people thought that Russell Wilson, University of Wisconsin, was a poor draft pick by the Seattle Seahawks. I remember someone calling him Seneca Wallace 2.0. We can speak to that now. And can I just say that Russell Wilson is not the reincarnation of Seneca Wallace? And they were given an F by Bleacher Report. Didn't draft for need. They had already signed Matt Flynn. Looked like they were set at quarterback. Got a grade of an F. Russell Wilson, in his second season as an NFL quarterback, wins the Super Bowl. Second year as a starter. And I still don't think he's as good as he's going to get. I don't. He tweeted, the 2012 Seahawks draft class, they graded us an F. Now we're world champs. Hashtag God is good. Hashtag go Hawks. By the way, I got to tell you, a lot of you who listen know that I often criticize the Green Bay newspaper. Did you see their headline the day after the Super Bowl, Jason, in the sports section? I actually thought it was really good. Hawk in awe. Come on, that's pretty good. Which is exactly what it was. I am not a Seahawks fan by any stretch. It's really hard, a team that I've come to hate because of what happened in 2012. It's really hard. But I really like Russell Wilson. He seems, even when he was here in Wisconsin, he seemed to be nothing but a class act. And it's really hard for me not to be excited for him. The problem is, then you're excited for Golden Tate. You're excited for Pete Carroll. I don't have a problem with Richard Sherman, though. I really don't. I wouldn't mind seeing him in the green and gold. He's exactly what we need in Green Bay. He really is. Couple of things, we'll get to it later in the show, but there are a couple of major things out there. The jobless numbers are out, unemployment rates at 6.6%, but the American economy added an anemic 113,000 jobs. It's a very disappointing showing, or at least disappointing, if not very disappointing, and it's going to set fears that the labor market is poised for another slowdown. We'll get to that later in the show. This as well, we will get to later in the show. As you know, President Obama has, of his own volition, changed Obamacare several times. The argument that I and others have, including U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who's filed suit over this, is the president is exceeding the law. He cannot, well, he can if you let him get away with it, but he is not supposed to unilaterally change laws duly passed by Congress. There were established dates established by law. And he is violating the law. He's going to do it again, apparently, reports are. And this one's pretty big. In fact, you could argue this is a unilateral overhaul of the law, or at least a mini overhaul of it. If you haven't heard about this, we'll get to it later in the show. Those are a couple of big things popping out there today. I need to set this over here because I want to get back to it, so I don't want to bury it in the stack. That as I, you know, this is kind of an assembly line here. Here's my show prep, and then I move it over to my left when I'm done with it. But actually, I need to put this one over here, don't I, Jason? Yeah, because otherwise I'm going to forget about it over there. All right. Yesterday at this time, we started what ended up being over an hour discussion about Governor Walker's tax cuts. Let me tell you what precipitated that conversation. Yesterday was Thursday, right? Wednesday, I received an email from David Flatibo of Americans for Prosperity. David Flatibo sent me an email. You may have heard the rumors. Mike Ellis is causing trouble again and by the way, Mike Ellis does this. Mike Ellis does like to be the deal maker. He likes to be de facto leader of the Senate. Nobody is going to dispute that except Mike Ellis. But he has done that over the years. And that he was doing this, that he was jeopardizing the tax cuts. They moved quickly through the assembly. They weren't going anywhere in the Senate. That was on Wednesday. He wanted to come on the show to talk about it. I said, yes. We scheduled that for 9:06. Independently of any of that, Brian Fraley at Wright, Wisconsin, wrote a piece saying, are Governor Scott Walker's tax cuts in jeopardy? He wrote that Ellis is leading a small but vocal group of colleagues who do not favor the governor's tax cut plans, and that Ellis and others are standing in the way of the sweeping tax cuts. Shared that piece, had David on, again, unrelated to Fraley's piece, and talked about this for about 45 minutes, took a lot of calls, asking people, are the tax cuts a priority for you? I urged you to call Ellis and others' senators' offices. Several of you started calling in, saying, Mike Ellis says it's a lie. We put Ellis on. He made his case. We put Brian Fraley on. Brian stood behind his reporting 100%. Last evening, I had a conversation with someone in the governor's office. That's all I'm going to say. I had a conversation with someone in the governor's office. And we discussed this. This was after Ellis's adamant denial that he was standing in the way. Mike Ellis came on this show and said he's been on board since day one. He's been working with the governor. They tweaked it, and he's completely on board. That's what Mike Ellis said on this show. I spoke with someone in the governor's office. He said exactly the same thing, that Mike Ellis has been on board since day one, that Mike Ellis has been nothing but helpful. Now, and here's why I'm not naming him, and it's not the communications person, it's not the governor. This is someone in the governor's office who I'm not going to name, and here's why. He conceded Mike Ellis has played this role before. He says, yeah, look, you know, I know what you're talking about. There's been times where Mike has done this, but he's not doing it this time. Last evening, now, Brian Fraley posted this at Wright, Wisconsin. Last evening, Charlie Sykes of Wright, Wisconsin, and of course a Milwaukee radio talk show who's on right now, Charlie wrote a piece on this. Are Scott Walker's tax cuts in jeopardy? No. And then Charlie had the same conversation, and I will tell you this, with the same person. Yeah, I did discuss this with Charlie. The same person in the governor's office. The governor's office is standing by Mike Ellis's version of events on this. Brian Fraley insists his reporting is accurate. His explanation is the governor's office is giving Ellis cover. That may or may not be true. I don't know. He insists that his sources are still right and that he stands by his sources. Here's the problem. If your sources won't go public, and people who, and I will just tell you that I have no reason to doubt the governor, the person of the governor. Someone speaking for the governor is defending Mike Ellis, so you might as well say Scott Walker said this, because they were certainly speaking with the knowledge of the governor, is going on the record saying Mike Ellis is telling the truth. If Brian's not going to reveal his sources, were I in his position, I can't stand by the story. Brian is standing by his story 100%. I'm not. And especially when the person whose name is on the website at which he wrote it, and Charlie's name is on that website, Charlie wrote a piece contradicting him. Not only did Charlie talk to the same source in the governor's office I did, he talked to members of the Senate caucus. If Brian Fraley got this right, he can't prove it to my satisfaction. Therefore, I can only say that Mike Ellis was telling the truth when he called here yesterday. If that's not the case, Brian, you haven't made it. And speaking with substantial experience in this matter, when your sources are being contradicted publicly and they won't go public, you cannot stand by the story. Brian is, I'm not. So I wanted to make that very clear. I am not standing by the reporting of Brian Fraley, and I, based on my conversation with the governor's office, reporting by Charlie, and an email exchange, when I said discuss, it was an email exchange with Charlie, I cannot stand by this. Now, that said, this is Mike Ellis's reputation, and he has done this in the past. But there is no evidence to support that he's doing it the way Brian claimed. One other thought on this. The one monkey wrench in the works, excuse me, right now, appears to be Rob Coles. Charlie wrote on this last night, but as Charlie put it, and I agree, I don't think it's going to be a deal breaker. As he put it, the lone holdout appears to be Senator Rob Coles, longtime ally of Ellis's. Like Ellis, Coles has long worried about structural deficits, and he continues to express concern. In fairness, those concerns are substantive and consistent with his fiscal record. They're also likely to be addressed in the next few days. With Ellis on board, observers think it is unlikely that Coles would play the role of last-minute spoiler on an issue so important to Governor Walker's agenda. So there you go. Because it was on this show, I wanted to set the record straight as to where I think that story stands. It's 9:19.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.